Ezra Hashem Yizbarech, today's daf is Samach Dalid in Maseches Pesachim. It is a 386 daf in Shas. Baruch Hashem, I'm recording this in, for those who have been keeping track, in our normal venue in Ramat Beit Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael. And we thank you very much for your tefillos. Baruch Hashem, the saga that's carried us through the daf yomi of my brother-in-law, the Zman of Nisim, has passed. And now, Baruch Hashem, we're stating the flows as he continues to recover. He's actually here with us in Eretz Yisrael. And I have no doubt that the zechusim of your learning and your tefillah for him, as well as his zechus of being Marbitz Torah, and I mentioned to you that many of you have a big Hakar Satov, should have a big Hakar Satov for his uploading of the shiurim. And so our march through life and the Daf Yomi continues together. The 386th Daf in Shas, Daf Samach Dalet, we're going to pick up with the Gemara discussing the opinion of Rav Papa on the bottom of Samach Gimel on the Beis that says that if a Kohen offers up the fats of a Karban Pesach and owns Chametz, that is also a violation of the Pasuk Lo Sishchar HaChametz Dam Zivchi, which was the subject of our Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara will go on to discuss whether it's only the Shechitas Karban Pesach that won't be of Lo Sishchar HaChametz Dam Zivchi, or for other sacrifices as well, not only sacrifices of animals. The Gemara will discuss what about doing the Malika, which is the way one slaughters a bird, on the 14th if one owns Chametz. The Gemara then will continue to discuss the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that we had in our Mishnah in Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara will then go on to analyze the three different Shitas we had in the Mishnah in Samach Gimel Amud Aleph in terms of Lo Sishchad Al Chametz Al Dam Zivchi. Does it apply to only the Karban Pesach? That's the opinion of Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says that it applies to all Karbanos that are slaughtered on the 14th, and Rabbi Shimon says that all other Karbanos on the Moed will have the Yisrael Lo Sishchad Al Chametz, but in Erev Pesach, it will only apply to the Karban Pesach. The Gemara will analyze the sources. Then we will have a beautiful Mishnah. The Mishnah will describe the process of the Shechitas Karban Pesach in beautiful detail. And the Gemara will have some beautiful descriptions, vivid descriptions, of the Shechita of the Karban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, something that we look forward to do, Be'ezer Hashem, together, as the Gemara describes on Amud Beis. Let's begin, Be'ezer Hashem, the Shita of Rav Papa on the bottom of Samach Gimel on the Beis. We had left off with the words, Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach Kohen HaMikater Esachelv Over Belo Saseh. Lo Saseh is the first wide line. Hov Yeshno Bechlal Halonas Emurin. Any individual who's included in the prohibition of leaving over something from the Karban Pesach till the next morning, he's considered connected to the Karban Pesach, Rav Papa holds, and therefore that individual, if they own Chametz, create the Yisr of Lo Sishchal Chametz Adam Zivchi. The Gemara in the first wide line quotes a Braisa to support Rav Papa. Tanya Kavaseh to Rav Papa, we learn in a Braisa like Rav Papa, Shochet Es HaPesach Ala Chametz, Ayvi B'loi Saseh. Hey Masai, Bizman Shula Shochet, Oy L'Zoyrek, when the chametz belongs to either the shochet or the one who sprinkles the dam, o le'echad mibnei chabura, or one of the people that have been joined as the group that's going to eat the Karban Pesach, that's the chabura. If there's somebody at the other end of the world that has nothing to do with the Karban Pesach, so then, of course, that's not included in Lo Sishchat. Ve'echad ha-shochet, ve'echad ha-zorik, ve'echad ha-mekater chayif. And all three of these people, the one who slaughtered, the one who sprinkles, and the one who brings up the murim, is going to be chayv lo sishchal chametz dam zivchi, which is exactly what we had seen from Rav Papa. Aval ha-moylik esa'of, but the one who cuts off the head of a bird, which is the process of slaughtering the bird in the Beis HaMikdash, barba asar, a mitzora brings a bird, for example, as part of his kapara. If he brings it on the 14th, and one of these three people owns chametz, ain't over below klum. One would not be over Yisrael Lo Sishchal Chametz Adam Zivchi. It applies particularly when it comes to shechita. Okay, a couple of rules. Number one, we support Rav Papa that says that the Makdir is also included. Shchal Chametz Dav Zivchi. Rule number two is that Malika is not included. Frek the Heilige Gemara, six lines from the bottom. Urimini, I'll ask you the following question. Someone who slaughters the carbon Pesach with Chametz over a lap. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rafa Tamid. Rabbi Yehuda says the carbon Tamid. That if you own Chametz and you bring the carbon Tamid, you're also over. Amrulai, they retorted to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham responded to Rabbi Yehuda, Loi, Amru El B'Pesach B'Lvat. It only applies to Karban Pesach, not other Karbanos. We mentioned that's a big machlokas that we had on yesterday's daf, on our Amud Aleph. Ema Saib is Manchiesh, L'Sheichit, Oyle Zarek, Oylechem Me'em Chabura. And who's included also Shechel Chametz? This Brisa taught us. Notice who's missing over here. We have the Shochet, the Zarek, Echem Ne'em Chabura. Of course, the Mekater is not mentioned over here, and that's in contradistinction to what Rav Papa had taught. So here, Malika is included, but not the Mekater. And that's distinction number two between the Brice and what we learned above. Hamakter is a Murim. Expressly states that the Makter in Murim is also not over. Summarizes the Gemara on the top line in Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, the distinction between what we had presented from a Braisa that was in accordance with Rav Papa versus the second Braisa that we're introducing now. Kasha Malika Amalika, Kasha Haktara Haktara. In regards to Malika, we have a Stira. The first Braisa said that Malika is not Bechlal, the Chametz Dav Zivchi, and the second Braisa said yes. Question number two is, Rav Papa and the Braisa above had said that the one who's makdir the chalav, and the one who brings up the fats, that individual is over lo sishchal chametz, and yet the second Braisa says that one is not. V'letameich asks the Gemara, in order to answer a question, what is the Jewish response? The Jewish response is really a Talmudic response. That's how do you, a Jew answer a question? With a question. V'letameich, says the Gemara, you think you got a question? In order to answer your question, you should have asked another question. Tikshulachi gufa. Second Braisa doesn't make any sense. Diktani, we learned in the second Braisa, Lo amru elo b'Pesach bilvad, that the prohibition of Sishchar HaChametz only applies to the Karim Pesach. V'hadar Tani, and then the next line it says, Echad HaShochet v'Echad HaZorek v'Echad HaMolech v'Echad HaMazeh. It applies even to Malika. Malika is done on a bird, not on a Karim Pesach. Eloha v'ha Rabbi Shimon. Both Braises are going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rashi reminds us the Shita of Rabbi Shimon on the first narrow lines on Amud Aleph that holds in our Mishnah. All other Karbanos are not included. El Sishcha Chametz Dam Zivchi on the 14th. On Yom Tov, they will be included. The Gemara will give us the source for that shortly. And therefore, it only applies to Karban Pesach. Aye, what about the fact that we said Malika? Malika, Malika, like Kasha, beautiful. Kan Barba Osar, Kan Mecholo Shel Moed. The Braisa that says that you're Potter, the second Braisa that argues with it and says you're Chayiv, the way to reconcile those two is the one that says that you're Chayiv is talking on Chalashamoid. The first is talking about on the 14th. Idividi Rabbi Shimon, it's going according to Rabbi Shimon. Haktar, Haktar, Nami Lakasha. Now, in regards to Yisira about Haktar, it's also not a Kasha. Tanoi, because that's machlokes Tanoim. The Ika de Makish Haktar Lashkita, some equate Haktar Lashkita, which was actually the presentation of the Shita of Rav Papa, Vika Mandaloi Makish, and there are some people who do not connect it. And they hold that for Haktara, one would not be Chayiv. The Gemara now continues to analyze the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Tamid, that Losishcha Chametz Dam Zivchi does not only apply to Karban Pesach, it applies to Tamid as well. My time to Rabbi Yehuda, what is the rationale behind Rabbi Yehuda? Am Lechop, Zevach, Hamiyuchadli. The Pasuk says, Losishcha Chametz Dam Zivchi. Zivchi refers to Zevach HaMeyuchali, the carbon Zevach that is designated for me. Umay Nihu, what is that? Tamid, it's particularly the carbon Tamid. So it doesn't only apply to the carbon Pesach, it also applies to the Tamid. Some Mefarshim explain that the reason why it's called a carbon HaMeyuchali is because the Pasuk says, in regards to the carbon Tamid, Dabar El Bnei Yisrael V'amarta Aleihem Es Karbani Lachmi. Karbani, my carbon, lachmi, the lechem that comes along with that carbon tamid. Miyuchad, it is something that is special
and designated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Important point in Pshat that emerges from our sugi is Rabbi Yehuda was not saying that applies to all karbanos, but specifically to the karban tamid. Rabbi Shimon is in disagreement with that. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, Omer HaPesach Bar Ba'asar. Let's finish the quote from the Mishnah and turn back to Samach Gimel Amid Alf. The karban Pesach, the Yisrael HaSosh Chal Tcham Tam Zivchi, applies on Erev Pesach. Skipping a few words of the Mishnah, Ushar Kol HaZvachim, and the other karbanos, that applies B'moed. My time at the Rabbi Shimon, what's the rationale? Rabbi Shimon, Dechsiv, because, says the Gemara, the Pasuk describes the prohibition of slaughtering the Karban Pesach on Chametz in two different contexts. One is the Pasuk, although it says Bachal Chametz Dam Zivchi, and the other is V'lo Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. One in Bamidbar Chavches, and the other is in Bamidbar Lamidalit. By Hilchasa, why is it repeated twice? Palginu Rachmana Mehadadi. Is the Torah divided from each other? If we're talking about the Karban Pesach and Shar Karbanos as well, just say it once. It's coming to teach us. When you have the Zevach, the Karban Pesach, then Rabbi Shimon says, there's no Isser on the 14th of bringing Shar Karbanos with the Chametz. However, when it's no longer the time of the Karban Pesach, after Pesach has begun, so then in such a case, then that's when you be over Lo Sishchat HaChametz on the other Zvachim on Pesach itself. Now the Gemara gets involved with the next halacha of the Mishnah in the context of an analysis of Stama Lishma. The Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Beis tells us that if a Kohen slaughters a Karban, Stam, he didn't explicitly state, or for that matter, possibly even have in mind what type of Karban it would be, then that is not considered Shalai Lishma, it's Staman, and Staman is Lishma. In our Mishnah we had learned that on Pesach itself, the violation of Lo Sishchat HaChametz Dam Zivchi will only be when it comes to a Karban Pesach if it's slaughtered Shelo Lishma, not for a Karban Pesach. Because if it's brought not for a Karban Pesach, then it's a Shlomim, which is kosher. Once it's kosher, then it's a valid Karban that one could be in violation of Lo Sishchat HaChametz Dam Zivchi. However, if it's Lishma, then it is going to be possible because it's the wrong time for the Karban Pesach, and then one would not be in violation. So the Mishnah had stated, Ubemoed Lishma Patur, we're talking about the Karban Pesach, Shaloi Lishma Chayiv. The Gemara deduces from the Seifa, Taimed Shaloi Lishma, if it's Shaloi Lishma, it's going to be Chayiv. Hastama Patur, but Stam is Patur, asks the Gemara, Mai Pesach B'Shayim Mos Hashana Shlomim Havi. Pesach during the rest of the year is considered a Karban Shlamim. And if it's considered a Karban Shlamim, so then the Stama should be a Shlamim, and it should be a valid Karban, and therefore a violation of Sishchat HaChametz Dam Zivchi. So the Gemara says, Shmas Mino, we see from here, Pesach B'Shar Yismos HaShana, Boi Akira, that in order to change the status of the Karban Pesach, it's not enough just to have Stam Das, you need to have Das for it to be Lishma, for it to be a valid Shlamim. You need to have Das for it to be a Shlamim. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rabchiya bar Gamda Nizrika b'peya Chabura. This question was thrown out in front of the Chabura, the boys, the men who were learning together as well in the Beis Medrash, v'amru, and they said, Kigon Shai Bailim Tamei Meis. We're talking about an instance where the owners had become Tamei Meis, and they weren't able to bring the Karban Pesach. V'nitchin l'Pesach Sheni, and they were only able to bring it on Pesach Sheni. T'stam l'shem Pesach Kai, then we say that the Stama is going to be L'shem Pesach. However, the rest of the year, for that matter, even on the Yom Tov of Pesach itself, then the Stam would be a Shlamim, and automatically the Karban would be kosher as a Shlamim if it was brought the Stam. We now begin a beautiful Mishnah that describes the Avoda of the Karban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. Five lines before the white. HaPesach Nishchat B'Sholosh Kitas, the Pesach was slaughtered in three groups. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'shachtu Oisai Kol Kaal Adas Yisrael. All of the multitudes of the congregants of Kaal Yisrael. That is an elaborate way of describing the Jewish people. Kahal Ve'ed of Yisrael. And those represent three groups. That's why the Torah describes Kahal Adas Yisrael, says the Mishnah. Nichnas HaKata Rishonah, the first group came in. Nismala HaZara. and the entire courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash would become full, and they needed to close the doors. They would then close the doors of the Mikdash so that it wouldn't get overcrowded. A shofar was blown with the tkuatkia. Hakayinim oimdim shura shuras. And the kohanim would stand on two lines facing each other, ubidehem, and in their hands, bezichei kesef ubezichei zahav. Cups of silver and of gold. Shura shakula kesef kesef. One side was entirely silver. Vishur shakula zav zav, and the other side was entirely of gold. Loyimu orav, and they were not mixed up together. V'lo ayla bezichin shulayim, and these cups did not have bottoms. Shema yinichum, in order that the kohen would not put it down. V'yikra shadam, and then the blood would become congealed. So since it was pointed at the bottom, so then they were entirely discouraged from putting it down, forgetting about it, and causing the blood to congeal. Blood from the Shechita of the Karban Pesach was passed along this line from the Shechita to the Yisod HaMizbeach, where the blood was then poured. Shacha Yisrael v'kibel HaKoyim. As the Mishnah describes, the Karban Pesach was slaughtered, even by a Yisrael. A Jew could also slaughter it, but the Kabbalah was done by a Koyim. Nois lechaver v'chaver lechaveri, as we described before, it was passed along this line, this human conveyor belt, umekabelas hamale, and an individual would take it from his friend with the blood that was inside the vazichin, and he would send it along in the direction of the mizbeach, umachzer es harekan, and he would return from the other direction, coming back from the mizbeach, where the utensils that were empty. Kain akar veitzel mizbeach, zarko zrika achas kenegri yisayt. The kain that was closest to the mizbeach would get it at the end of the line, the vazichin, with the blood, and he would pour it by the yisod of the mizbeach. Not on the corner, but on one of the upper corners, but rather at the base of the mizbeach. Yotza kat rishona. When the first kat was finished, v'nichnasa kat shnia, then the kat shnia came in. Same process. When it was full, they would close the doors, and you would have to wait for the next one. Yotza shnia, nichnasa shlishis, kemasi rishona, kachmasi shnia v'shlishis. The first, second, and third all work the same way. There was a beautiful thing that would take place during the Karban Pesach. They would sing Hallel. Karu es ha-Hallel, they would literally recite the Hallel. Im Gamru, if all of Hallel was finished, Shanu, they would repeat. Vim Shanu, Sholshu, and they would even say it three times. Afal bi shol sholshu mi mehem. However, they never said it a third time. Yehuda im mi mehem shol kat shlishis lo gil lahav ti kiyish ma'ashem v'pnei she'ama mu'atin. There weren't many people, Rabbi Yehuda said, in the third group, and they didn't reach the paragraph of Tehillim of Avhafti Ki Yishma Hashem. The Kotzker Rebbe, one of our great role models, not in terms of imitating him, but his search for emes, he's definitely a tremendous role model. He said Musar on the Kat Shlishis, that our mission is saying the third Kat, who weren't in a rush to be one of the first to do the Karban Pesach, they were never able to reach the Madrega of Avhafti Ki Yishma Hashem. The Madrega of Avas Hashem requires Zrizus. Seven lines from the bottom, K'maseu b'chol, kach maseu b'Shabbos. The way they did it during the weekday, that was how they did it on Shabbos. Ela she'akohanim adichim es ha'azar shelo b'ratzon chachamim. However, the chachamim were not happy that the Kohanim on Shabbos also cleaned out the blood from the Beis HaMikdash, and the chachamim thought that was not appropriate on Shabbos. Emir Tzashem, the Gemara will describe what was the problem. Rabbi Yehuda, Emir Kaisayim Mali Midama Taruvos. Rabbi Yehuda says they didn't pour from every Karban Pesach, but they would rather take a utensil, fill it up with a mixture of blood of many Karbanis, and then Zarku Zrika Achas Agami Mizbeach V'loi Hoidu Loi Chachamim. Chacham were not happy with that practice as well. The Gemara will talk about that and elaborate why. Three lines from the bottom, the Heilige Mishnah continues. Ketzad, Toilin, Umafshitin. What would they do next? They would then open up the Karban Pesach. They would remove its hide. Unkli Shelbarzel. How did they do this? Unkli Shelbarzel, there were these rings of steel, Hayekfuim Biksalim. They were attached to the walls. Uba Amudin, Shebehen, Toilin, Umafshitin. They would hang the dead animal on that, and then it would be easy to take off the hides. However, there were so many karbanos, so many of people who were bringing the Passover offering that there wasn't enough of those steel bars on the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And when that happened, so then the way that they would do it, if you didn't have a place, there were these thin steel bars, and he placed it on his shoulders, and they strung, if you will, the animal over those two bars, and that's how they took off the hide of the animal. Rabbi Lez Armin, Yudal Shechalios B'Shabbos, it was the 14th that fell out on Shabbos, Meniach Yodo Al-Kosef Chaveiro. Then they wouldn't set up the bars. Rashi writes that they're not able to set up the bars on Shabbos. Nominee for the halacha from the daily daf might be, why was it that they could not use those maklos on Shabbos? So then in such a case, Meniach Yodo Al-Kosef Chaveiro, each person would take their hand and put it on the back of their friends, and their arms would serve in place of the bars. They would rip the animal, the carbon pesach, open. They would take out the intestines. Nasnu b'megis, they put it on a plate. And then it was offered on the top of the mizbeach. Period. Yotza kata rishon v'yashva la baharabayis. The first cat sat on the harabayis. Shnia bechil. The second group, the first group went to the outermost point of the harabayis, which was an area of 500 amas of 500 amas. Rashi explains that we're talking about on Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shavis, that they couldn't carry the Pesach outside of the walls of the harabayis because of being metaltel on Shabbos. So they stayed within the walls. Shnia, the second group, there wasn't enough room for them on the outer part of the harabayis, so they were bechil. The chil is the area, as described in Maseches Midos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Gimel, which was between an area called a mechitza, called a soreg, and the wall of the Ezras Nashim, which was the area of the Azara, where women, up until women, were allowed to go. That area was called the chil, in other words, outside the Ezras Nashim. And that's where the second group went. Hashlishis b'mekom ha'omedes, the third group stayed inside the Azara itself. Chashecha, when it got dark and Shabbos was over, yatzu v'tzolos pischein, then they would go out to roast their carbon Pesach. The Gemara continues 8 lines from the top. On Samach Dalin Amen Beis, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Eina Pesach Nishchat, El B'gimel Kitos, Shol Shloshim Shloshim B'nei Adam. The Pesach was slaughtered in 3 groups of 30 people. My time, where do we learn this out? As we pointed out in the Mishnah, Kal Vei de Yisrael describes 3 groups as Kal and Vei de Yisrael. Misaf Gilon, but what's unclear is Ibe Basachas, that each one of them is a group of 10, and they equal up to 30, 1 times 3, but each one of Kal Adas Yisrael, but each one of them is not one, because the Gemara Megillah tells us that Klal Yisrael is considered an Eda of 10, so it means that Sacha called there were 30, Ibe Basachas is at once, or Ibe Zachas said that there were 30 in each group. Helkoch Be'inan Shalosh, Kita Shal Shalashim Shalashim B'nei Adam. If the Torah's Kavana is, we have to clarify a little bit more of what Besachas was, we weren't so clear before, that if it means that there's supposed to be a group of 30 at one shot, Ha'ika, you've got it. If it means a group of 10, each group at different intervals, Ha'ika, you also have that as well. Hikach, for that reason, B'cham Shinami Sagya, 50 would also be acceptable. Da'ili Tlasan Vavdi, because first you start off with 30, Aili Asara Venafki, Asara Aili, Asara Venafki, Asara. Then you'll have even a group of 30 and then 2 groups of 10. We want to emphasize over here that the Gemara is not saying that the max that you could have is 30, but rather the minimum is 30. Our great Rebbe Rav Nevensal, based on many pieces of information, once told us how many people he thinks would bring the Karban Pesach at once, and it entered into the numbers, if I'm not mistaken, of hundreds of thousands, if not, he asked, even millions. We learned in our Mishnah that after the Azar became full from the first group, it was locked. The Gemara asks a question, exactly how was it locked? Itmar, Abaye Omar Ninalu. Abaye says
that they closed on themselves.
Reflexive. In other words, it was closed through a miracle. Ninalu tanat. Rav Amar Noilin tanat. Rava says it was closed by people. May benayu, ikal mismachanisa. Can you rely on a nes? Abaya Omar ninalu tanat. Kama da'ailu malu v'samchina nanisa.
The amount of people that are able to get in, they would let in. Kama da'ailu malu v'samchina nanisa, and then they would rely on the nes for it to close on the appropriate time.
Rav Amar Noilin tanat. It would be locked by people. Lo samchina nanisa. And they would not rely on the nes. Asks the Gemara of Ahad. It's not, but then we learn in a Mishnah.
It's an idiot, and it's quoted in Brachas on Yutez. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Chat. Shalom, Shakavi ben Mahalal Nisnada. The Mishnah mentions that Akavya ben Mahalal had been put in Nidui. The story of Akavya ben Mahalal's Nidui appears there in Meseches Idyas. For our purposes, Rabbi Yehuda used an expression, She'ein hazar ninelas al kol adam b'Yisrael b'chachmo b'yuris chet ka'akavya ben Mahalal. If Akavya ben Mahalal would be about to walk into the Hazara, the gates, which closed on their own, would never close on Akavya ben Mahalal. What do we see? Ninalu, that would close on their own. Abaye mitaritza tamei, v'rova mitaritza tamei. Abaye mitaritza tamei. Abaye understood that what it meant was the following. Im ba'azor b'shoa sheninala, at the time that the gates closed, there was no one in the courtyard. Al kol adam b'yisrael b'chachma b'yoreschet kakavi b'mahalo. So there was a miracle when it closed. Rova mitaritza tamei. Im ba'azor b'shoa sheninalinos, at the time that they locked it, there was no one. I'll call Yisrael b'chachma b'yurschayit ka'akavya ben mahalo.
The Gemara continues discussing the phenomenon in the Hazara. Tanu Rabbanan me'olam lo nismay echadim ba'azara. Never was a person trampled in the Hazara. Chutz mi'pesach echad shoy b'mei Hillel. Except one time during the time of Hillel. Shinsmayach bo'izakin echad, that an elderly man was trampled v'yikar. You know, you say Pesach m'uchin. And it was called the Pesach. The trampled Pesach, where someone was trampled. Tanu Rabban, Pamachas Bikei Shagrifas HaMelech Litein Einav B'Uchruse Yisrael. The Roman king, who was a descendant of Hordus, who of course built most of the old city that we know today, in other words, the dramatic ruins that we know today, decided he wanted to examine the Jewish population. Amar Leh LeKohen Gadol, Ten Einecha B'Psachim. I want to know how many people bring a Karban Pesach. Natal kulya, so the Kohen Gadol calculated in the following way. He took the intestines, mikol echad, v'nimtza sham shishim riba, and there was 600,000 of the kidneys, zugei kloyos kiflaim kiyotze mitzrayim, 2 times 600,000, that means 1.2 million. And that excluded mitamei v'shoyib derech echolka, v'ein lecha kol pesach v'pesach, and there wasn't a carbon pesach, shalol nimnu alav yoser me'asar b'nei adam. Every carbon Pesach had 10 people that were eating part of it. Vayikarinos and Pesach m'uven. They called it the thick Pesach. Asks the Gemara, Natul kulya, they took out the kidney. Habayak terua. It needs to be brought on the carb on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, the hoda maktu, it was then brought afterwards. Asks the Gemara, vaksi v'ktiru. Doesn't say v'ktiru shalol ya'arev cholbav shalzeb bezeh, that each one of the intestines and the kidneys and so on need to be offered up separately. The Gemara says, they bring, then in that episode, after they brought up all the other parts of the intestines, each one of the kidneys was offered up on the Mizbeach separately. Asks the Gemara, doesn't say that's all supposed to be brought up at once and not to separate the kidneys from the rest of the carbon. The Shliach would grab it for a moment and then he would jot down, another one. 1,222,000. He would hold on to it for a moment, and they would put a stone in its place, and then they would add up the stones, and then the kidneys were brought up with the rest of the carbon.
We learned in our Mishnah, Kohanim Oimdim Shurais Shurais, that the Kohanim stood in rows. My time, what's the reason they did this? Analyze the Gemara. Ilei Medoma Shakli Didavi Umayli Dekaspi. If it's because, if we're afraid that one carbon is going to be have its dam with a golden bazichin and the other one with a silver one, and shakli didava will first be mekabel for one carbon from a gold one, and the next one from a silver one, and that's why they made two rows. Hachanami, even if they made separate rows for gold and silver. Dilma Shakli bar Masan umayel bar Meya. Maybe they'll take one of Bezichin that is worth 200, that is more expensive, and then in its place, he'll take one that's worth only 100, and there'll be a Yerida Bikedusha. So even then, you're going to have a problem, even if it's not Kesef Zav. Ella, rather, the reason why they did it is not because of Meridim Mekodesh, El Dahachi Shapir Tvei. It was more uniform and beautiful. One side is of gold, the other of silver. V'loyeilu V'zichin Shulayim, we learned in the Mishnah that the cups did not have bottoms. Tan Rabban calls it Shem Migdash. Lohayilahen Shulayim. The Bazichin and Migdash did not have bottoms. Chutz mi Bazicha Levona Shalechem Aponim. Except for the cups of the frankincense of the Lechem Aponim. Shem Yinichem V'yifros Halechem. Lest they lean on the Lechem Aponim and then ultimately cause the Lechem Aponim to break. We learn our Mishnah Shachat Yisrael V'kibel HaKoyim. Asks the Gemara, Loisagya the Lav Yisraeli? Would it not be better if it wouldn't be Yisrael that it should be a Kohen? Says the Gemara, Hagufa Kamash, Higufa Kamash Malon. It's coming to tell us the following Chiddush, the Shechita Bizar Kshera, that the Shechita by someone who's a Zara is not a Kohen is kosher. V'kiba HaKohen, HaKamash Malon, Mikabola Leveilich Mitzis Kuna. But the Kabbalah has to be done by a Kohen. Nice in the Chaveroi, they would pass along on this row, Shamas Minei, Halacha Shelo Beregel Have Halacha, that's considered Halacha. The Gemara in Zvachim learns out from Psukim that there are four parts to the Avoda. The Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika. Halacha literally means to walk. Here they didn't walk, but they passed it along. Nevertheless, it qualifies as Halacha. That's what we learn from here. It says the Gemara, maybe not a riot. Dilma Hanayit Purta. Maybe, even though they were standing next to each other, they would pass it along, maybe they moved their legs a little bit. Vela mai kamash melon. And what is the chidush of the Mishnah when it emphasizes not that they moved along, but rather nosna lechaveira, that they would pass it along? If they had to move as well, why did it say then nosna lechaveira? Beravam hadras melech posuk in Mishlei, the more people, the greater beauty it is for the melech, Malachei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that more Kohanim were involved in the Avoda, and it was a Kiyum of Berovam Hadras Melech. The Mishnah had also said, Kibel es Hamalei Machzer es Harekon, that the Kohen standing by the Mizbeach would accept the one that is full, return the one that had been empty, and that was the way in which it moved along the road towards the Mizbeach and back from the Mizbeach. It says the Gemara, Aval Ipcha Lo, but in the opposite direction, it did not go. If a person had both the empty one and the full one in his hand, he did not return the empty one first and then give over the full one, rather the opposite. He would always do give the first one first because that is the mitzvah. And says the Gemara, you're not supposed to pass over the mitzvahs, and the mitzvah here is the one with the dam. And since the mitzvah is the vazichin with the dam, so then he is mekabel, the empty one, after he takes care of the mitzvah, and not to be mavir ala mitzvahs. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the daf of Samach Dalet in Maseches Pesachim. Shlomo Zalman has been waiting. Have you been waiting a long time, Shlomo Zalman? Yeah. He's been waiting a long time to play with Abba. Did you play with Abba yesterday? Where was Abba yesterday? Where was I? Did you see Abba yesterday? I don't think so. I was in yeshiva all day, and at night when Abba came home, you were asleep, right? So we're now concluding Daf Samach Dalet, so Be'ezer Hashem will be able to play a little bit with Shlomo Zalman, and Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to post the halacha for the daily Daf to get back Be'ezer Hashem into the routine, all parts of the routine, and we finished the Daf now, Tzadikal, and to Be'ezer Hashem do halacha from the daily Daf as well.